Now, back to the Steve Gruber Show on MTN.
The stock market has been off 8 days in a row. NASDAQ at its lowest level since April, which obviously not that long ago. But some signs now, warning signs that the threat of a trade war should be taken more seriously. We'll keep an eye on what's happening with that. The first round of U.S. tariffs due to be implemented July the 6th. What kind of an impact will that have going forward? Well, John Tamney here is the author of The End of Work, Why Your Passion Can Become Your Job. He's also here to talk about economic freedom at Freedom Works. John, welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you here. All right, you're watching these markets. You're watching what's going on. Where are we headed? Prognosticate for me.
Well, as you put it, with the talk of the trade war, stocks have sold off, and I think for obvious reasons. What we have to remember is that the U.S. has the most valuable companies in the world, and those most valuable companies are very much reliant on sales to China. Apple is the most valuable. It gets 20% of its profits from sales in China. Nike, China represents the second largest market for Nike. There are double the number of Starbucks in Shanghai than there are in all of New York City. Boeing sells one quarter of its planes in China. GM sold more cars in China in the first quarter than it did in all of North America. So if there's a trade war, it's going to limit our ability to sell in a market that has massive potential. And so, understandably, investors have to basically sell off or shrink their projections for companies that are based in the U.S.
When you talk about these tariffs, however, we're talking about $250 billion total now, I believe, in an economy of $200 trillion. I mean, this is not a big trade war, at least not by what I look at. But maybe I'm looking at the wrong thing, which is why I bring in people like you, John, to explain it to me.
Well, no, you're absolutely right. At least for right now, it's relatively small. But the scary thing, and this is why stocks haven't sold off massively, is that very often what starts small can tumble into something that's much larger. If you go back to Smoot-Hawley, when they started legislating that in the late 1920s, it was a very small tariff bill. By the time it was done, it was record levels of tariffs on 20,000 plus foreign goods that led to foreign retaliation. And so investors have to price in a little. There hasn't been a major stock market correction, but they have to price in the possibility that there could be a tit for tat. And this notion that the U.S. doesn't have much to lose from this is laughable. Remember, stocks are priced based not on the present, but on the future. And so there is the assumption built into U.S. stock prices that U.S. companies are going to continue to gain from China's ongoing rise as one of the fastest growing economies. If we're suddenly going to
cut that. So let me ask you this. Well, where is the president wrong when he says we need equal footing, we need equal treatment under the tariffs that go back and forth? What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that is that the country most open to the world's plenty always gains. It's not about equality. If it were about equality, Hong Kong would be the poorest city-state on earth simply because it has no tariffs. And so by that measure, all of Hong Kong's trade is unequal, and it's unfair for Hong Kongers. But in fact, it always benefits them because, remember, an economy is just a collection of individuals. And so individuals gain the most the more that they have people around the world competing to serve their needs. They get more as a result. But individuals also gain from this because all trade is, it's not about job loss. It's just an acknowledgement that we're the most productive when we get to specialize. And so when you're dividing up work with the most people in the world, you're that much more productive. Tariffs move against the individual, and they move against individual productivities. So the trick is don't worry about what other countries do. Just worry about making sure that you're as open to the world's plenty as possible. So that's what Trump gets
wrong. So what's the game then? Well, is he wrong or is he playing a different strategy? Because obviously he's surrounded by very smart people who know how this works and can historically point to what happens when you behave in certain ways. He's smart enough to understand that he's been successful in business enough, in different arenas, of course, but well enough to figure this out. So Is it a ploy? Is it some sort of political maneuver? Or is he really going to go after these tariffs in earnest over time?
I have heard that it's a ploy, that it's all about we're going to talk big and then that's going to bring you to the table. I think that's a mistake. The way you get other countries to bring down their tariffs is by example. I think what he should be saying is, check it out. The U.S. is the biggest, baddest, most dynamic economy on earth, and we're that way precisely because the average tariff on foreign goods in the U.S. is 1.4%. We're basically Hong Kong already. What we're going to do is we're going to continue to advantage every single one of our citizens by bringing those tariffs down, because that's what makes our already world-beating economy even stronger. If you want to follow us, good. We want other countries around the world to have strong economies like ours. If you don't, you'll just be weak, and we'll still be the United States, the biggest, baddest, most advanced, progressed economy on earth. That's how I think you get others to fall in line, not through threats like this.
All right, John. Well, I greatly appreciate that. John Tamney here. We'll have to leave it there for today. The director of the Center for Economic Freedom at Freedom Works. John, good conversation. Thank you for stopping in.
Thanks for having me on, Steve.
Always a pleasure. There you have it. Thank you so much. Heading into the weekend now, how are you feeling? How are you feeling personally? I'm feeling great because I've lost a bunch of weight and I feel good about it. If you want to do the same thing, go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com, MyPureHealthSolutions.com. They put me on a custom plan, a plan built just for me. And no, I'm not eating some strange goop or some weird thing. I feel great. I lost weight. I ate real food, not replacement shakes and other nonsense. My head's clear. I feel strong. I feel younger. I feel fabulous, frankly. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, the place to go so you can feel the same way. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. You tell them Steve sent you along. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Friday. We're going to get some things back together here. Still to come, Grover Norquist, Steve Doolin, Lori Janacek, and a whole lot more. Sit tight.